Blog Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangade. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. And may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
And if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people around the world using an electronic.
these times, people are using the internet. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a meeting. Somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's what I'm talking to. We produce programs. Our audience members, they buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services. Whatever you're selling, they need to buy. Here your media. Just follow this link. And tomorrow, you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Hi, I'm Naima. And if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people on the world using an electronic device to talk. These times, people are using the internet. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a meeting. Somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's what I'm talking to. We produce programs. Our audience members, they buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services. Whatever you're selling, they need. Hear your media. Just follow this link. And tomorrow, you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Yes, you can. You can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money. That's what this new economy is all about, knowing how to use social media so that you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money. Grand Rising, I'm Naima Latif, and today we're going to shop with Zoe. You know, there's been a lot of controversy about TikTok. Yes, it is a new social media platform, and it is less censored, and there are concerns, inappropriate content. But truly, we are all here with our own free will, using our time as we choose. And if you are choosing to look at things that are less than edifying, well, that's your decision to put that in your brain. But there are so many more powerful things you can do with a social media platform that reaches millions upon millions upon millions and is very popular with that generation aged 18 to 35. And they're young and spending money and shopping online and doing all of these things that maybe the generation before them were not doing using online platforms. But this Generation Z, millennials, you know, all of the people who are up and coming and grew up in the age of technology, they're using means to communicate and connect and do commerce in ways that make money-making instant. So today, as we shop with Zoe, we're going to talk about TikTok and some of the innovative ways this social media platform has devised to make it easy for people to do commerce. Now, fans, you may say are getting shorter and shorter and shorter, but the reality is a short message done impactfully can have a great impact and a great return on your time invested if people respond to something they can see quickly. So your 30-second message about a product or a service done with a little catchy musical jingle can stick in people's minds. And we know how people shop. They are heavily influenced by commercials. And we know that commercials come in regular intervals in our regular TV shows. And they're only like 30 seconds long, sometimes 15 seconds. But repeated over and over and over again, they influence our shopping habits. So this is how social media grabs our attention and grabs our dollars, because we see a short message over and over and over again with little music behind it, and we remember and we buy. So platforms that allow people to do this all day long are very popular, and it's something that stimulates the economy anytime people are encouraged to spend money. Someone gets paid, and that someone who gets paid will often be able to pay someone else, and then they can pay someone else, and then they can pay someone else. So that's what commerce is all about. It's circulating the energy of trade. It's not a bad thing. We just have to use whatever tools we have in a way that's beneficial to us and those whose lives we touch. Always, we want to remind you that you can participate in all of the activities that we bring to you in terms of financial opportunities. And we encourage our listeners and viewers to be prosperity partners with us, and those products and services that we introduce you to, you can help people to make some money by promoting these products. And when people buy them, you as the promoter, you reap benefits as well. The whole idea is for us to be able to live comfortably without living like a slave to time, where we have to constantly trade our time for money. The ideal is to be able to live and earn and create a way where you are earning even when you're not working. That's what investors do all the time. They buy into a company, a product, a service, something that is being traded and sold, and they make money as other people are spending their money. So the whole idea is not for you to live the slave existence of trading your time for money so that you don't own your own time. It's for you to make money from other people's energy, other people's commerce, other people's buying decisions. That's what you want to be able to do. And so when you think in that manner, then rather than you feeling like you are not able to control your life because you don't have enough money, you can see your bank account increase just because you are getting paid when someone else shops. So this is what we want you to think about. You make money because other people are shopping and you are not spending any more energy. This is why buying online is so popular, because people who shop online, looking at their cell phones and computers, as we said, all day long. And we reiterated that message so that you could think deeply about that. People are on their computers all day long. They're on their cell phones all day long. And they're looking at little short video clips all day long. And, you know, all of us have done this, where you look up and hours have passed and you've been in your cell phone when you could have been doing something else. But you're captivated by this very social media. And you're influenced to buy. So we want you to be able to see the benefit of this habit that is quite popular, and that is the habit of spending based on what you see in social media. Now, we have on our Female Solution website, the Female Solution .com, a page called Prosperity Partners, and we want you to be able to get paid by sending people to our products page to shop, and we'll be continuously adding products to this products page, and of course, all you have to do is fill out this form and, of course, give us your Zelle information, and we send you money based on your sending people our products page. Just to the products page, of course, gives you a chance to let people know some of the great deals that we've discovered, and we'll continuously add products for you to promote by simply sending a link. So when it comes to social media, it's a very powerful way that people shop. And if you are one of those online shoppers, you know that a short, brief message says everything. So why not you be one who able to get paid? Just think of all of the people who have cell phones and this little mini computer, TV set, radio. This is one of the biggest tools for commerce in the world now. And when you see people on their phones, they're often shopping without realizing it's shopping. They're seeing advertisements. They're seeing promotional videos. They're seeing music that they like. They're seeing TV shows that they like. And all through these shows are commercials and commercials and commercials and commercials, because that's how people decide what they want to spend their money on. So once again, we invite you to be a part of that process of getting paid when people shop, because this is how the world of commerce works. You can easily get paid in your sleep simply because people shop all around the world and they shop online. So whatever time of day it is, somebody's always shopping. And that being the case, you can be getting paid 24 hours a day. That's what's so exciting, is that when you are in your sleep, somebody is awake on the other side of the world. And so if you are in the United States, well, it's daytime in Japan, Australia, New Zealand. And if it's evening time in the USA, it's daytime somewhere else. And if it's morning time in America, it's perhaps afternoon in Nigeria, London, England, France. So all times of the day, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, somebody is shopping. And so you can also be selling. And you don't have to be awake. You can choose to be somewhere else, doing something else while other people are shopping. And so this is why we encourage you to be a prosperity partner. And we encourage you paid when other people spend money, because that's how the system works. Commerce is different. The world is different. Business is different. And sometimes we're not realizing things have changed. And because older people see things differently, they may not realize the power of social media. They may not realize that people are doing things differently than what they did in their time. So, as always, we want to be cutting edge. Now, of course, we encourage you to tune in every day to our team of hosts, Monday through Sunday. We're bringing you messages, and you hear promotional advertisements on our show just like every other show that's reaching people. And all of us are businesswomen. And you hear our businesses being advertised on the show. When you listen or watch a program, what you hear sticks in your mind. And this is what has been discovered in the world of broadcasting, whether it start out with radio or when it graduated to television. And in radio, you would hear the advertisements and products would be promoted during the show. And then when with the advent of television came the visual image. And as a result of that, you had whole industries created where people would pay advertising agencies to come up with a creative way to promote their product. And this employed many people, writers, photographers, models, actors, actresses. It was a whole industry created by television and people shopping based on what they saw and heard on a commercial. So this being the new way that people are spending money, everybody had to learn how to adjust if they wanted to stay in business to the new way people were learning how to spend their money. It wasn't just the sound that you heard. It was the image that you saw on your television screen. And, you know, TV at first, it was just a few people had it. You know, it wasn't something the average person could afford. And then, you know, and everybody would gather around the house that had the TV. And then TVs became something every household had. And so TV became a very powerful means of encouraging commerce. So we know that when you watch a show, every 15 minutes, there's a commercial break. Powerful advertising is. Because people's minds can easily grasp something when it is given to them in small bites. But we also understand that repetition is what sinks in. So you can hear the words of a popular commercial jingle and remember the product because it's catchy. And this is how our minds have been conditioned to respond. And this is why when social media arose, you see so many social media platforms lending themselves to that 15-second or 30-second promotional message, because this is how people shop. So now you have something like TikTok, in which all day long people are looking at those 15-second, 30-second, 60-second messages, business. And we have a generation of people, this is all they know. They're on their phones all day long, buying and selling and shopping and making financial decisions. So this is the way of the world today. And if we're understanding that, then we'll participate in it. So the link is coming in a moment. And what we want to do is give you an opportunity to learn how to create a very effective promotional message and put it on a very effective platform like TikTok, because this is how people are shopping. And the 18 to 35 year olds, the Gen Zers, the millennials, they are spending money. Now, their shopping habits, especially in certain areas, may even outstrip the generation before them, even though those are the maybe stable home buyers and so forth. But when it comes to the entertainment industry, whether it's music, movies, television, that is a market that many businesses target because they spend readily. They're not so much as cautious with their spending as perhaps an older clientele that thinks about a mortgage payment, child's college fund. The 18 to 35-year-old market, they are ongoing consumers all day long shopping. Like we said, people are on their computers all day long. They're in their cell phones all day long. And they are shopping all day long. So we want you, economy, and we want you to be part of the group that gets paid, because there are people that are getting paid. And one of the things that we tell you all the time is that people are on their cell phones shopping. They're buying clothes, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, transportation services, child care services. Whatever you're selling, people need to buy it. So you can be in the sales business without having to do anything other than refer somebody to somebody else who's selling. And this is what makes it possible for you to get paid while you're sleeping. This is how it works. So this is one of the reasons why we promote the idea of you entering into this new economy. Because you need to think differently about the way you're going to earn money. You don't have to be in that slave-like existence where you're trading your time for money. So we want you to go to thefemalesolution.com and be one of our prosperity partners simply because you have the power to change your future based on other people's spending habits. You don't have to be the one that is producing a product. You don't have to go door to door, ringing doorbells and selling. You just have to use the tool that everyone carries around with them all day long, their cell phone. And when they go to their phone and see a message, they buy. So you're going to see many people who are using this means to buy and sell as a way to make money. And if you're smart, you'll become part of this billion-dollar economy. So we're going to take a quick break and come back. And as we get ready to shop with Zoe, we're going to learn about the power of TikTok. And if you want to make money in your sleep, you'll be a part of TikTok too. We'll be right back after this. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back. So just stay with us.
Was against that danger of 4.6 billion people around the world who are using it. Meantime, people are using the internet and neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a medium. Somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's what I'm talking to. We produce programs. Our audience members are people. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling. They need money. Hear your medium. Just follow this link. And tomorrow, you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Well, if that doesn't say it all, you've got to know how to make money without having to spend time. Just one more quick break. We'll be right back. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
Whether or not you use corporal punishment, to how do you teach your children about
Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And today, we want to shop with Zoe as we learn all about TikTok. Grand Rising.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Well, we are excited because we're empowering people and helping them to learn how to use today's tools for doing business. And I think a lot of people who are of a certain age, and we've kind of observed this, people over 50 aren't as aware of the power of social media and how it influences commerce. And so they're not realizing why a platform like TikTok is so powerful in reaching the masses of people around the world. And you've been on a few radio shows talking about this and getting people to understand what the real deal is. It has to do with how people are being influenced, how they're communicating, and how they're spending money. So now, first of all, tell us about TikTok. How does a person get a TikTok account? Because a lot of them don't know. I mean, they got Facebook, and, you know, we've heard that their older generation is more accustomed to Facebook. It took them a while even to understand that. So now it's like, oh, okay, now I know all about social media. I got Facebook. But TikTok is another kind of platform where messages come quick, fast, and all day long. People are watching the TikTok videos, the TikTok promotions, and now they're doing business on TikTok. So how does a person get a TikTok account?
You know, TikTok is very easy. You just need either a phone number or email account to open TikTok. You know, you can go to Apple Store, Google Store to download the app. It's like, you know, like this upside down question mark look like. So it's very, very easy, maybe easier than rather than just the description of a promise. And that's why a short videos like TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube is very popular now. And I think TikTok, it takes the social media to another level. It's not like a radio, a movie, or like advertising. Well, TikTok is good at advertising in a totally different way. That's why TikTok has about 7 million small businesses on it using that platform to make a living. And you can do it too. And TikTok makes it so easy. And that power is actually become a national security issue for an establishment. That's why, you know, in the 2 weeks ago, well, the March 13th, remember the day, March 13th, 352 congressmen in the House of the Representatives vote to approve to ban TikTok. What's the reason behind this? It's control. They do not want to ordinary people to influence the government. You know, when I've been in this country for 30 years. I have never seen a bill pass a committee with unanimous 50 votes. And that's what happened to TikTok. And all the American issues, homeless, border issues, no wages for the working class, health care, student loans, we never see the Congress come to terms with one another. But TikTok, yes, they do. They did. And then majority of the House representatives vote approve it. But it's a ban. So what is the power of TikTok? The TikTok, they actually create an echo chamber of people, of like-minded people. Since Trump, they have been trying to ban TikTok. At that time, the issue was more competition with Facebook. Facebook was not catching up with young people, and their algorithm is not very powerful for two reasons. One reason is Facebook's model is get paid by the advertiser, so they're not so keen on how to make the Facebook more popular with the people who are like-minded. Facebook is more there to change your mind. And TikTok is not to change your mind. TikTok is basically, when the issue gets more popular, it will go to people who have the same interest. So, you know, when you go to Twitter account, you get a lot of people that have opposite views, which is good if you want to see the other side. But it's not for the people who want to market the product to the people who share the same interest. Or you want to reconnect with the people who have the same passion, who has gone to organize. And that's one reason TikTok, Facebook is now successful in the competition with TikTok. Another reason TikTok is successful is because the big data being collected in the past 10 years. I remember I went back to China about 10 years ago, and I hear the Chinese people talking about big data. I have no clue what they're talking about, but they were talking about big data. So what happened was the reason TikTok had rise up to the forefront of this competition is because Chinese people make a sacrifice of their privacy data, the personal data, that allow TikTok to collect the information and analyze the information and build algorithms October of venture capitalist from, I think, Shenzhen, China. And he was talking about it one time. He was at TikTok headquarters, and then he was looking at his own data about who he is. And TikTok has actually a late, have about 5,000 description of him. And one of the descriptions of him is he doesn't care about elderly. And the interviewer said, is that true? He said, well, maybe. The reason they label me not a care about seniors because I never buy any product for seniors. And then, so they would just say because he's a young person, he just never had the, I don't know why he never buy anything from me in China. You always buy things for your elderly, you know, parents and relatives or, you know, but he was such a kind of person. So TikTok will, but the Chinese version of TikTok is called Douyin. TikTok and Chinese version is totally separate ecosystem. What happened in TikTok, the Douyin version in China, is different than the one in the United States. But the Douyin and the Chinese version of TikTok, which is a twin, build algorithm, and that algorithm helps the TikTok outside China to match people with the same trait and same vision. And that's why the TikTok is successful, because the algorithm was built on the experiment, the practice of 1.4 billion Chinese. And that's why the U.S. cannot compete, because the U.S., they have a strong privacy law, and so the data collection was, you know, not as complete as the one in China. That's why they cannot compete with China. And so if they cannot compete, they do well in the West, deal and rock. So that's the whole thing about the first sale of TikTok mandate by the Congress. But in China, you know, they were already alerted 4 years ago by Trump. So China has passed a law that the algorithm of TikTok cannot be sold. So it's just like a, you know, U.S. banned all the like Intel or AMD not to sell bagel chips to China. So TikTok, you know what? You get what you get. So you ban Chinese products from buying Chinese company buy American products. So the Chinese ban American company buy Chinese products.
That's what happens. And it's important for us to really understand internationally when there are these conflicts, what is the underlying reason? And it's always financial. Every single conflict is financial. It has to do with somebody wanting to make money and believing that other people are going to take away their ability to make money. So it's very competitive. And I'm glad you broke it down about the algorithms and the data, because these cell phones are data collectors. We should know this. These are ways that we are being tracked so that it's understood how we shop. That's what everybody is doing. They're trying to figure out how to sell to you based on what you show that you're interested in. So we talked about this. The commercial industry, where they're constantly selling to you, it's not by accident. They figure out where they can reach their market. Just like we know we all used to watch Saturday morning cartoons when we were little. We watched them on TV. And every 15 minutes, there would be a commercial targeting children, because they want children to beg their parents to buy these different toys and games. So that Saturday morning period of cartoon watching, that was targeted toward children who they knew were watching, and they know what children like, and they know how to sell so that children will ask their parents to buy certain games. Even the way people are being marketed to when it comes to seeing where they drive their cars to. Your GPS is a tracking device. So you can pass by a certain store, and then suddenly on your phone, you're going to see advertisements always being tracked. And whoever is more skilled at tracking people's interests, they will be able to sell to them. And if TikTok has mastered the capacity to track people and their spending habits more than others, they're going to be more effective in selling to them. That's what it's all about. So if we say, well, these people spiral us, these people track us, they all do. They all do because they're trying to figure out how to sell to you. Now, I just found out maybe last year, the GPS on your car, GPS period. There are companies that pay to have certain routes suggested by the GPS because those routes will take your car past their business. It might not necessarily be the fastest route, but it's the route that that company has paid for you to use in order to pass by their business. Form of advertising, because you're going to pass by and see it. Everybody is trying to find ways to reach the consumer. So what we need to do, rather than attack TikTok because they've gotten better at it, is to understand how to use TikTok to sell our own products, because we'll benefit from their data.
Exactly, because, see, you know, in the marketing, there's a cost to acquire each potential client. You know, they always say, how much it costs to get a new client? And with TikTok, the cost is zero for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will be able to match the people that may be interested in your product. So everybody, you know, can have a TikTok account and then make a short video of a product they are promoting. And you just create a infomercial yourself. And TikTok will be able to match the people that may be interested. If you look at the TikTok before, TikTok doesn't have a shopping cart function. And but you know, about 10 years ago, well, 5 or 10 years ago, yeah. When I went to China, I noticed everything in China they sell through streaming. And U.S. is still like 20-30 years behind. They still have going stores because you Chinese just stay home at night. They just watch all the infomercial on TikTok, and they like it, and they buy it. And that's they don't have a lot of competition, but it's very good for the small business, because in the past, the business is capital intensive. If you don't have money, you can't have a store on the main street, the corner that actually have food traffic. Then if you don't have a store, you cannot sell, because in the U.S., you can be a straight vendor. You know, they outlaw that, okay? Because they want a monopoly. They want a big business monopolize the whole commerce so they can make more profit. And then the small business will be mom and pop shop. They make it, you know, you cannot be successful because the cost. So, and then I think with the TikTok, the social media marketing, you don't need a storefront anymore. You don't need that at all. Because you can, TikTok will drive the traffic to your little video and at zero cost. And that's what the big business is afraid of it. And they are closing their stores because people don't go to stores anymore. They changed the whole commerce. Right now, we are witnessing it's as big change as from the agriculture economy to the industrial economy. It's like, what, 400 years ago, 500 years ago?
Yeah.
The industrial revolution, right
the digital revolution. That's
okay.
What we're in.
Yeah. And then you know what? Maybe you say, I'm not into this business. But you know what? You are already part of it.
Yes.
You're in the agricultural economy. The land is the means of production.
Mm-hmm.
You have land. You actually have, you control the material production. You get nothing. During the industrial revolution is the capital. When you have money, you buy machines, and you know, and then you produce, and then you sell, you make money, and then you get the wealthy. But in the digital revolution, what is the means of production? You and me. We are the means of production.
That is it. That
we
is
have our
it.
Data is the means of production. So the all the social media companies, not just social media, but every entity, they are creating a digital version of us.
Yes.
What's our habit?
Yes.
And then, so our data is how these people get rich, like TikTok, Facebook, you know, Instagram and YouTube, Google, because this data, they already compile a digital version of us. They store us up in the cloud. They are not on this planet. They are on the cloud. It's digital version of us. And this data, they actually sell to a different company. And that company purchases data, and they push their product to us. And the mortal version of us pay the money, buy a piece of us. And then you know what? So these people all get money. The which is like TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Tesla also do, Apple, they all do. But you know what? It's time we are the means of production that people get rich of us from us. Shouldn't we get a piece of it?
Mm.
Okay. You know, a couple of years ago, 2020. You know, there's the Chinese American guy, Meng Zhiyuan, who's running for the presidency. So I get interested because he has this idea. So like, you know, data is like oil. And that's all you make get rich from. We should own our own data. And how? I think that's something in the next few years or next decade, we have to learn how to monetize ourselves for our own benefit rather than just let the big business do that and take a piece of us and make money from us, and then we are still poor and that's how.
Yes, we need to own our own data. And I think that's, that gives us an opportunity to create data collecting companies and systems so that we can, like you say, own our own data. We're going to take a break and come right back. We're going to share some of the comments from our viewers and listeners. And we've got some callers on the switchboard. This is a hot topic, people, because the world has changed. We're in a digital revolution. How do we master this technology? That's what it is. It's a digital revolution.
We need this time. We need to get paid for being part of it. We shouldn't be left behind.
Absolutely. We don't want to be left behind. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. So we want you to stay with us.
These times, people are using the internet to talk to everyone. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. clothes shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation service, child care service. Whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media. Just follow this link. And tomorrow, you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Don't talk radio.
So now, as we take a look at how all over the world people are using electronic devices to buy and sell, and what we tell you every day on the Female Solution is that we are a global family. And that being the case, we are not separate countries anymore. We are, in fact, one world community, and we're connected through the internet. And people are buying and selling globally. We are in a global economy. This is a digital revolution. And like Zoe was saying earlier, there are no monopolies because everybody has the power to create their own store. And you look at even how the communications industry has changed. Before, it was just the networks that would give you information. You had to know, you know, what did ABC or NBC or CBS or WGN, what did they have to say, or Fox News, or, you know, the broadcast companies told you what reality was, and you had to believe it because that's the only way you knew. Well, now, with the technology that enables us to communicate visually and auditorily all day long, everybody can create their own channel. You have something like YouTube. It's your own tube, your own TV network. So this is what makes it revolutionary. Everybody has the means to do what the big networks that monopolize information had. And now, in taking this a step further, everybody can sell products because they have their own network. They have their own visual connection to everybody in the world. This removes the monopoly. And we know what happened with the pandemic, which, you know, those of us who know call it the plandemic, because it really was a means where some people were trying to control, but what actually happened, it freed us, because now, during that time, everybody was locked down. They had to figure out how to communicate because you can't go outside and shop at the local grocery store. You had to figure out how to get things online, how to get it delivered, how to send things. And so it empowered those who were in the digital media business to free us. And that's what we're seeing today. Anybody who took advantage of this digital revolution flourished because they created a means to continue to do business even during, what, a three-year lockdown. Isn't going to go back to the way it was. And that's why there's this intense battle going on, because who are people going to go through when they want to communicate? And you've got all these various social media platforms trying to find out how they can control data, acquire data, and use data to sell to people so they can capture the market. But there are no more monopolies because everybody has access to everybody through social media.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's why there's less censorship on TikTok than Facebook, and
yeah.
Because they are owned by American capitalist.
Yeah.
I think what is, TikTok has been trying to, the government has tried to ban TikTok for past 4 years since Trump. Why all of a sudden, in like a week from the 5th, March 5th, the bill was introduced by some people in the Congress. By the 13th, it was done. In 8 days, it was passed in the House. What was the reason behind it? Is because TikTok is a collateral damage of the conflict between Israel and Hamas in the Middle East.
Mm.
And then the study shows there's more content of pro-Palestine content on TikTok than Facebook. Then you should wonder why. If they are all equal, there's no censorship of social media, that means the content should be the same. No, because there is a censorship, more censorship on Facebook and YouTube. I got an ex Twitter because I got banned a few times because I tell things that is contradictory to the narrative the establishment wants you to believe. And they silence you.
That's true. I mean, and our Friday morning host, Friday and Sunday evening host, Viata, who is very outspoken, and has been challenged a few times, she pointed out right here, says, Grand Rising Sisters, thanks, Zoe, for sharing this info on TikTok, and I will be using it to promote my linen garments. A major reason the people in the government have voted against TikTok is they are influenced by AIPAC, a Zionist lobbyist. Free Palestine has unified TikTokers, which goes against Zionist propaganda. This is really important for us to recognize what is happening. There is a shift in power happening, and the people who see their power leaving are fighting back, and that's why there's this banning of people who are saying things that are against their politics and economics, because they see that the power is shifting. And this is very intense, and this is why we here at the Female Solution, we are on multiple platforms, and we're continuing to make sure that we are not dependent on just one outlet, because there are financial interests, political interests, backed by financial interests, that go that influence these decisions to ban certain people. Information to food growing, and we've got a food growing program that we launched during the pandemic, and we called it Pandemic Farm, which stands for producing agricultural nourishment, developing economies, making independent communities. Because you have people who are in the agricultural business that wanted a monopoly on controlling the food. And so we want to teach people how to grow your own food. Is that revolutionary? Yes, it is. Because that means you're no longer being controlled by people who want to threaten you with not being able to eat in order to make you do things that you don't want to do. So this is all about the shift in power happening globally. And
I want to add here, okay, I want to say, you go ahead to read this, and I would like to comment again.
Yes. So Gregory Sane says, this is just plain technological demonic greed and the lust control over the human mind, behavior, interests, weakness, and desires to exploit the bloodsuckers of the poor and misguided masses is totally real and sad. Yes.
Well,
yeah.
I, this is a perfect, I want to say that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was the past.
Mm.
That was the past. That they up to today, they have been control everything. To the point, the ban of TikTok is actually collateral damage of the conflict in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
So the real murder here is Israel, but what they got, they take China as the scapegoat because they want you to believe that way. But
right.
That's the past. We took And that's why we need those five phones to keep TikTok in the United States. It's because we power the poor and the needy. You know, God said, we defend the rights of the poor and the needy. And so far, you know, I live in the United States for 30 years, which is heartbreaking to me to see the black people who have been in this country for 400 years, and they are still on the bottom of the social ladder. And to me, I always tell people, I'm an accidental American. I didn't mean to come to America. But I was a victim of false advertising that America knows how to deal with poverty. But as soon as I got to my graduate school campus, which is the University of Illinois in Chicago, surrounded by the project, I was shocked. I was demoralized for 10 years to see that kind of poverty, because the black poverty is different than the poverty I experienced when I was little in China. You know, we went through the poverty, but it's not the same. And I was shocked. And it's so fast. China has a thing. But the reason I came here, I thought, oh, because my upper middle class boyfriend, white boyfriend, told me America serves the people. In my mind, when you serve the people means you help people out of poverty. Because that's why I was in the student protest in 1989 at Tiananmen Square. Because we protest against the government for their failure to deal with poverty in China. That was the whole point. It was nothing about democracy. I didn't even know about democracy at that time. I was college student. It was about fighting poverty. And we say that we take the government to task that you have failed to deal with the poverty in China. So my wife's boyfriend, which is a medical student from America, say, oh, our government serves the people. So my mind, oh, then there will be no poverty in America. Yeah. When I came to UIC, I see the project. I couldn't believe it. You know, the kind of poverty. And so far, China solved its own problem. The U.S., after 30 years in the United States, U.S. has never addressed the poverty issue, and the thing's getting worse. I think what I'm very grateful is I have a school from China that I can, you know, get out of poverty either in China or here. I was successful before I came, but I can replicate the same success in America. But the thing is, the system is in place to keep the poverty. You know, as for the benefit of the capital market.
Yeah.
But with the TikTok, the change is coming that we can demand. First of all, I think next week on my show, I'm going to tell you how you can, every single one of you, can have your business using TikTok and the apps and the connect, the product, you can make it on your own. Just like out of the 3 years I lived in the United States, 3 years in college, or 3 years in graduate school, and only like 3 years I was employed as a, you know, office worker, white collar employee. The rest of the time I worked on my own. I have been my own boss for 25 years. Okay? So you can do it, and the TikTok can help you. Every single one of you. You know, one thing I learned about Black Americans, they're so talented in producing media.
Yeah.
And you know, TikTok is promoting media. So you're on top of the
feed. Absolutely.
This is where you can shine.
Absolutely.
You can never have this side like the poverty. This is the way you get yourself out of poverty. TikTok is the ticket to get yourself out of poverty, out of oppression. Also, it's a pressure.
Yeah. Well, you know.
The world is open up for you because of TikTok.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to Facebook, YouTube, and then, Instagram and, Twitter, because those are all using advertising money. TikTok doesn't. It doesn't use a social influencer, which is you and you.
Yeah. This is why why it's a revolution. This is why it is a digital revolution. And Zelda, our Monday morning mindfulness host, says, Grand Rising. Awesome information, Zoe. Maybe we should ask our podcast training class students to come up with an idea to start utilizing tips you share. And, you know, it's been great because we've had Zoe talk to our students and prepare them. They're going to be talking to students overseas and really preparing for the future, which does connect us as one world family, able to buy, sell, and trade with each other without hostility, because it doesn't have to be a hostile thing. It's like you said, we have all this creativity, and we're seeing people pull themselves out of poverty. We had a musical artist yesterday on our show from Liberia, and I love that song, and we, of course, had a chance to promote him. Milton Kletchy out of Liberia, young person, and this creativity that we have, it has the power to, as you said, pull us out of poverty. How many rap artists are there that suddenly blew up worldwide, changed not only their lives, their family's lives, their friends' lives, because this is how wealth is generated, when people can instantly see you, know who you are, buy your products, your services, your brand name that you create products with. All these things is made possible by social media. And when you have creativity and know how to produce a rap, a song, a dance, all these things that help in the promotion of products and services and ideas, the most powerful ideas that are promoted through social media. That's where the revolution happens. And those of us who've been around a while long enough know that when music begins to promote a certain idea, that's when the revolution happens, because people's thoughts change. So we were playing Milton Kletchy's song yesterday, Lord Help Us to Change Our Minds, Lord Help Us to Change Our Attitudes. And, you know, you start thinking about how the lyrics are sick in your mind. A lyric can promote a product. We know that helps us to buy, that encourages us to remember a product, can promote an idea. And when it goes instantly worldwide on a platform like TikTok, you're talking about an instant change in behavior. That's what's so powerful. So our young people are learning this skill so that they can connect with young people, their peers, worldwide, and they are creating the revolution as we speak. And that's what's so powerful, because it can't be controlled. And that's why there's such an intense battle to try to control it. But the genie is out of the bottle and it's not going to come back in. It's too late. People have already begun the process. We've got another comment from Greg Sandys. Ooh, he says, the demonic grip of greed and control is 100% digital war, using their monopolies in such a high-tech, skillful, yet deviant way as they manipulate through the programming of the current state of affairs around social platforms. Yes, it's very intense. And again, yeah,
the Black Americans led the Civil War movement in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
Spread it on the street.
Yeah.
Now a civil rights movement.
Yeah.
Black Americans as yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you have a music, you have talent, you know. So we are looking to you to lead this civil rights movement, the digital civil rights movement, because you have the vote in the Congress. You have the power, so use it.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you, I actually, on the morning of the vote, I called Congressman Jonathan Jackson, because I have his number. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad he voted in support of it.
Yeah.
You know, just support us against the ban. Because I see this. This is a powerful people who has been neglected by the society due to age, their income, their race, their color, whatever they are. They have been left behind. But this time, when TikTok is equalizer. You're
equalizer.
As anybody else.
Yes. That's what it's about. Equalizing the power. That's what this is about. And, you know, Jonathan Jackson is one of the more astute politicians because he's traveled all around the world. And so he knows the underlying political agenda behind a lot of this legislation. And so when our elected officials are really, like you say, working for the people, they can see through a lot of these things and know what is really in the best interest of freeing people from this mind slavery that we've been in for centuries, controlling big government entities or powerful financial interests. Well, now we have equalizers. All of us have the power to have our own commerce, our own stores, our own TV networks, our own platforms to speak, and we can all connect all over the world without anybody's permission. And that's what's so powerful.
So that's why we need to call all our congresspersons right now in the Senate. We call all the Senate, tell them what we need this. It's, you know, we need, especially the black congressperson and the House representative, for those who vote in support of them, we need to go to the polls the November to vote them out of the office because they do not represent you and me anymore. They represent the power, the capital, and Israel. Okay?
Well, you know, another thing, and that's another thing that's so powerful with social media. It used to be that you had to raise a lot of money and have big financial interests backing you in order to get elected to office. And so you have a lot of people who get elected, and they're beholden to those financial interests that back their campaign. So that's why they vote the way they vote. But with digital media, you can spread the word without millions and millions of dollars. And if you are really one of the reasons why Barack Obama won, running against an old person who didn't understand the power of digital media, he was able to get his message out. I was receiving a letter from Barack Obama almost every day when he was first running for office, and it personally addressed. Now, come on now. You think he personally has met millions of people? No, but they had, when he had those rallies, they gathered the data, your information, your email address, you know, and all of that, and your phone number. So you could be constantly receiving messages, campaign messages, digitally through your phone every day from a candidate who's running for president. And the young people that were working with him, they knew how to work the social media. And that's why he won over somebody who was, what, over 70 years old? He didn't know about social media, but Barack Obama had a staff of young people who understood the digital revolution, and they were able to help him reach personally millions of people without all the millions and millions of dollars in campaign money you have to raise in order to get on television. So that's why he won. And that was the beginning of showing how when you know how to work with social media, you can win elections. It does. You don't have to be beholden to these big corporations who make you vote against the interests of the people. This is why it's so powerful.
Yeah, you know, our elected officials have due loyalty.
Yes.
Because only on the day of the election, they have loyalty to the voters.
Yeah.
Because the votes count. But for them to buy your vote, they actually raise money from people outside the district.
Yeah.
See, you know, if you look at your aldermen in the city, your House representative from, you know, where their donors come from, they're not from your district. And how can they, the alderman or the House represent you, when they collect more money out of district, they're representing the interests of people elsewhere. And why we want to get them into the office. So but before we go to the pool, we just look it up, where their money coming from. If they are majority of their money from the campaign financing coming from out of district, pull them out of the office because they will never representing you because they are representing the money.
They're representing the money. Absolutely. We got to take our last break, and we're going to come back. I think we got some callers on the switchboard. And 701, we can come to you, 312-632 coming to you. And if you're on our switchboard and or if you're on our on-air network, of course, we're coming to you after the break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back. And Zelda says, digital civil rights movement is exactly what we need. Looks like we're headed in the right direction. Yes, we are. This is a revolution. Make no mistake about it. What was it? Gil Scott-Heron said, the revolution will not be televised. It might not be, but it will be on TikTok. We'll be right back. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solution Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and of course our Thursday morning host, Zoe. We urge you to shop with Zoe because Zoe is showing us how not only to shop, but how to sell. And one of the most powerful tools for selling is TikTok. It's a communications vehicle that has been under attack because its efficiency in reaching the consumer market, which is everybody, because everybody shops. Everybody.
I think it's reaching your blindfold free, because, you know, I think, you know, during the break, I was just thinking, you know, Dr. King led this civil rights movement that we have a dream. You know, the dream has been delayed because Black Americans has not got so much capital, and the society is so much controlled by the capital here. But this time, really, Dr. King's dream can be materialized. We can actually realize this dream with TikTok, with the digital movement. I think, as you know, we are our show, we should focus on how to lead. Also, you know, it's one of our topics, leading digital civil rights movement that really brings doctors' dreams to reality.
Yeah, that's right. Let's lead the digital civil rights movement. That's what it is. We've got some callers on the line. We're going to open your mic. So, of course, if you are watching on Facebook or YouTube, feel free to write in your comments. We'll share them with our listening and viewing audience. And we're going to go to our phone line. You can call us at 515-605-9325 or 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you. So let's go to our phone lines. And 407-701, I believe we got all the way from down there in Florida. Beata, Grand Rising.
Grand Rising, you beautiful queen, just sharing all this great, great, great knowledge and wisdom. Thank both of you, because I'm going to open a TikTok account and do, I'm going to promote my linen garments. I'm going to be sewing linen. When I was reminded how high the frequency is in linen garments, I'm going to start sewing linen garments. But I want to encourage anyone who wants to take political action against our government. There's a guy on TikTok. He goes under the label at Blackjack American. I saw him. He did a video last week, I think, and he said he's organizing and personally financing a class action lawsuit. He said, and this guy obviously has made a lot of money on TikTok because he's pissed, and he calls the government scumbag. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. He said it's time for we the people to take action against scumbags. And I totally, totally agree with him, because we all this protesting and we don't want this, but the protesting has to be followed by this is the consequence. We're going to protest and this is the consequence. So if you're interested in joining a class action suit against the government, go to TikTok at Blackjack American. And you can join him. Okay, but I'm going to start a TikTok account when I get my linen. I'm going to buy some linen this week, and I'm buying a new sewing machine. And thank you both for encouraging me, inspiring me, and motivating me to get on TikTok. And this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to do videos after I make my linen garment. I'm going to make, first of all, sleeveless tops. Linen sleeveless tops that have an easy pattern that I can make easily. And I'm going to do them in chocolate colors. So from yellow to purple, I'll be.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's my,
the chocolate colors.
My
that's...
Thank you both for inspiring me. I'm so excited. He's going to help me. I'm going to try and get my grandchildren to get in on this as well. So thank you, ladies. Have a great day.
Thank you. And, you know, people buy clothes. People wear clothes all the time. So that's one of those businesses that will never disappear. There will never be a not a need for it. You know, the interesting thing, and thank you for that show on the kinds of materials that you wear that have an impact on your vibration, because that's something that we should also be aware of. Anything fake to not make you well, but natural linen, and like natural materials like linens, you know, made out of natural, unprocessed materials are healthier. So I think there's going to be a wonderful business. The interesting thing about what's happening with the economy, and this is why you're even, we talk about a digital revolution, this is why you're even seeing people come up with new ways of doing business and new forms of money. Because all of the control that those who are working against the best interest of the people to get them out of poverty, all of them that look at controlling banks, well, what happens if the banks are obsolete because people have collectively chosen a different form of currency, a different form of trading and buying and selling that has nothing to do with the current form? Many people around the world are being inspired to create something else that is not controlled by those who don't have our best interests at heart. And what does that do? That removes their power altogether. And once that happens, the system will collapse because it's based on a small group of people wanting to control everybody. And that's being broken down. It is happening. It is happening in our time. That's why you're seeing digital currencies. That's why you're seeing means of doing business. And what do we always say? We can change everything. All we have to do is share. Business does not have to be a hostile, competitive thing where I got to take and keep you from getting and I got to destroy you because you can do something better than me. It doesn't have to be that way. We can all share. We can all strive to be our best in what we do. We can all trade. We can all learn from each other. It doesn't have to be hostile. But those people who have made it hostile are going to watch themselves self-destruct, and that's what's happening, so that we can actually have a society based on what truly is reflective of our Creator, and that is interaction and cooperation. And so everybody who's being inspired to do something that frees them from a system that oppresses them by making them feel like they can't say what they want to say or do what they want to do unless they get somebody else's permission that doesn't really have their best interest at heart, get involved in this digital revolution. It's going to set you free. So we've got some other calls on the switchboard, and let me go to, I think you might be on her twice, 312-632.
Admiral Nelson Bay.
Yes, I think
Admiral
you're on
Nelson
twice,
Bay.
Let me cut one of your off. Okay, go right ahead. Yes. Thank
yes, I'm founder of Federated State Bank of North America, Grand Rising Sisters Naima and Zoe Mock. You know,
another person
inspired
to come up with a different economic system. Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, I am building a parallel financial, a quantum financial system, which is divine in nature, divine in origin, as opposed to the satanic system of the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and the synagogue of Satan, in other words. So to make a long story short, as a founder of Federated State Bank of North America, I intend to position myself in such a way the U.S. Federal Reserve System is going to be subsumed into Federated State Bank of North America by my manufacturing of gold backs, which is money that has gold in it, based on the passage and ratification of U.S. House Resolution 2435, the Gold Standard Restoration Act, an act to define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold and for other purposes. And we're going to mass produce.
I got a question for you because, you know, that's definitely a revolutionary idea. Do you see yourself promoting it on TikTok?
Indeed. if Absolutely. It's appropriate to do so. I mean to be Mr. Trump's VEEP, and that will position
well,
me.
Well, I tell you what, we're gonna do. We're gonna look for your promotion on TikTok to give people a chance to comprehend a different choice. You know, and there are a lot of people that are in this race for political power and control at the top. I think in this digital revolution, it isn't so much which political party is in the White House as it is the empowerment of the people in using what we have created, whether it be businesses that are promoted through social media platforms or other forms of currency that we agree, because that's all money is, just something that we collectively agree on to use as a means to buy and sell, or whether it's learning new ways to produce food or housing or other necessities and being able to distribute them where they are needed. And I think when we are empowered collectively and individually, it really doesn't matter so much which party wins, because we're taking the power out of the hands of politicians. And that's what's necessary. Government is only necessary when it helps in the distribution that the people need to sustain themselves. But when the system becomes corrupted, as our brother Gregory said earlier, the corruption and the greed where you're trying to keep other people from having what they need, then we need to create something else. And that means people being able to work together, talk to each other, and not go through anybody else to do so. And that's what these social mediums like TikTok does, without censorship and telling you what you can and can't say. That's the important thing. And that's what this digital revolution is all about. So, you know, people are you know, worried about, well, what if Donald Trump wins? What if Joe Biden wins? What's important is that you empower yourself, regardless of who is the figurehead, because that's all it is. I mean, you have big corporate interests that really run things behind the scenes. It doesn't matter who the figurehead is. Are you empowering yourself to free yourself and do for yourself? That's what this digital revolution is empowering you to do.
Our politicians, actually, like I said, they are two faces. So they actually represent the capital. And do you want somebody that has such a split loyalty? So
right.
Then why you bother to elect them? So just I tune out of the presidential election. Is actually your local congressperson and your alderman actually the one going to affect your life? If your neighborhood and the trash is not being collected, it's not your president or your congressman.
Absolutely.
It's your alderman's job.
Absolutely.
So why you complain about your neighborhood has not been changed for the past 30 years? Don't complain about a congressperson. Complain to your alderman.
That's
right.
You've been
electing that person over and over again, and you complain that nothing has done because your vote or your non-voting let him stay in that office. So don't blame anybody else. Blame yourself. So do not elect anybody who collect money from outside your district.
Absolutely, because that's where their loyalty will be. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. When you are not the financial backer of the people who represent you, then they don't represent you. They represent those who back them financially. And that happens all the time. If we're going to expect our politicians to actually speak for us, we need to also be able to free them to do so. So having a successful business is a good thing, because then also you are able to contribute to those people who you want to represent your interests. And they're, from the time they get elected, they're constantly fundraising. So how effective can they be when they constantly have to go to big business and other financial sources that are outside of their area, outside their district, so that they can stay in office, because they have to be able to raise additional money other than what they get for their salary to do other things. And it's unfortunate that so many of them live in impoverished neighborhoods. They represent impoverished neighborhoods, and they don't know how to empower the people in the areas where they represent. So the people in the areas where they represent stay poor, and they're getting money from outside the district, and that's how they get money to get reelected. And the people in the district stay poor. Why not find ways to empower those people you represent so that they have the money to support you? That's what you want to do.
Those aldermen, they do that because they actually despise the voter in their own district. They shame them because they use money. They think those people are dumb enough. The money outside can buy the vote. You know, so I think right now people should be wake up. For those older men, we used to keep them in the office, but they make $150,000 a year. Think about that. And they get money from outside district.
Yes, yes.
And they represent interests out of district.
Well, you know, one of the things, and if you voted in this last election, you saw that the different political parties, they put together literature and things and promotional campaigns. Well, if you're going to be slated as a candidate in the say, the Democratic Party slate or the Republican Party slate, you've got to, I know for definitely with the Democrats, you've got to raise a certain amount of money for the party so they can do that collective advertising. So that's what they end up having to fundraise for, so they can be part of the party, which, you know, it's like paying membership dues. You have to pay a certain amount of money so that you can be listed on that ballot along with all the other party candidates that they're promoting. And if you can't do that, then they don't endorse you, so you don't get to be part of that collective advertising, which gets you back in office. So it's an ongoing money cycle. That's what happens, and that's why we end up being represented by the same people who do nothing for us, because they always have to depend on other people outside the district for the money that they need to pay for their re-election campaign. And it's a cycle that needs to stop. So you have to empower people who are poor so that they're not poor. That has to happen. People, we're saying, look, empower yourself. Get your own business. Promote your business on TikTok. Develop your own network of customers and get paid, because people are shopping on their phones all day long. And we want you to be one of those they shop with every day. Yes. We're out of time, people. One last tip you want to leave with our viewers and listeners, Zoe? How can they get started? What's the first thing they need to do to get started to get that TikTok account? What's the first thing they need to do?
Well, that's the secret I'm going to tell at next show.
All right. Watch the next show.
Stay tuned and come back next Thursday.
That's right. Come back next week.
On TikTok.
All right. Well, you'll look forward to next week's Shop with Zoe. And until that time, we want you to continue to be a part of the digital revolution, the digital civil rights movement. Love it. All right. We'll see you next time on Shop with Zoe. And, of course, come on back tomorrow on the Female Solution and get some health and well-being with Viata. Will you see you then?
Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. Find at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif.
executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Hakwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Nangade. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. And may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.